Florida Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Michael Soll has announced that the DEP has joined the lawsuit filed earlier this year by California seeking to overturn the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's waiver denial. In December, the EPA denied California's request for a waiver from federal rules and ordered it to enforce state regulations to limit greenhouse gas emissions from autos. California officials argue the agency has no legal or technical justification for blocking the new standards and was immediately joined by 15 other states. Florida now joins those states. Sarah Williams is a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection.
On Friday, February 1st, we officially filed our motion and joined the lawsuit with California and other states to appeal EPA's denial of waiver.
Jerry Karnes is the Florida Climate Project Director for the group Environmental Defense.
This is a really important element for pushing Detroit to revitalize, in fact, you know, America's auto industry. It's counterintuitive, the fact that that Detroit and others are fighting this measure because they're losing stock market share every single year as they continue to build these gas guzzlers and these cars and trucks that are not providing solutions to climate change. People are paying $3 or more at the pump, and people are tired of it. And in fact, every economic analysis that I've seen of the California Clean Car Rule, which has been done in Arizona, it's been done in California, it's been done in many other states, shows that this is a net positive for consumers.
Last summer, Governor Charlie Crist signed a set of executive orders to reduce Florida's greenhouse gas emissions, increase energy efficiency, and remove market barriers for renewable energy technologies such as solar and wind energy. Again, DEP spokesperson Sarah Williams.
Florida, under the leadership of Governor Crist, has set a whole bunch of standards to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, and a big part of that is through our transportation sector. In Florida alone, the transportation sector is about 46% of our total carbon dioxide emissions. And so being able to set our own standards and reduce those emissions goes a long way towards meeting our goals of greenhouse gas emission reduction.
Under the Federal Clean Air Act, California has the right to set its own standards on air pollutants, but must receive a waiver from the EPA to do so. But the EPA broke with decades of precedent in December and denied California a waiver to move forward with its proposed limits on vehicular emissions of heat-trapping gases like carbon dioxide. The Bush administration's lack of flexibility on the issue is yet another indication to environmentalists that it's not serious about dealing with climate change. Jerry Karnes with Environmental Defense says that if John McCain does become the Republican nominee for president, coupled with the two Democrats' stated positions on the issue right now, there will be a change in philosophy in the White House next year.
That if the prognosticators are right, this is going to be a big day today for climate. Because if John McCain secures the nomination tonight and becomes the nominee for the Republican Party, by January 1st of next year, this waiver will be granted. He has said so in debates. He supports cap and trade. The parties will be completely unified on this issue of climate change, and that is enormously consequential for the planet.
Karnes praises Florida Republicans, who last week chose McCain over Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney, both of whom were critical of McCain on the issue of climate, with Romney deriding his support of such legislation as McCain-Lieberman, in reference to the joint legislation with the Connecticut Independent Senator that would require the EPA to promulgate regulations to limit greenhouse gas emissions.
The days of the EPA fighting this waiver, you know, fighting the states, and fighting this issue are numbered. We are on the verge, we're on the cusp of a national victory, and largely that is due to the actions of the almost 30 states across the country that have taken this issue into their own hands. And in fact, what they've done is that they've kind of created a pattern of anarchy for many of the power companies, where the power companies and other large emitters are saying, you know what, a national strategy is a lot better than 50 or 49 or 38 states, you know, going their own ways on this thing.